Yeah, and I'm gonna. Oh wait, you've already beat me, so we can't play. Let's just
Or
do
just sit here
something.
and talk?
Yeah. Then I'll tell you a joke.
Okay.
Here, let me get my little joke book. Elephant jokes. Why is an elephant gray?
I don't know.
Because he has iron poor blood.
That's awful. That's pretty funny.
Here, I'll tell you another one. Let me find it.
This is a pretty good bit. Do you have a subscription to this or what?
No, I just get it at the store.
Oh, you do? Do you read the newspaper very much or do you ever read it? Is it kind of boring to you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of animal? Like, look at this. What kind of wild animal? Do you like the. Let's see, do you like. Or really not wild, do you like pigs?
Yeah.
What about oysters?
Nope.
They have pearls in them, which make pretty jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me about all these animals. Tell me something about all these animals.
Pigs are sloppy. Oysters live in the water. Birds fly.
What else do they do?
They sing.
Oh,
Cats
there's. Oh, I
play.
love cats. Have you ever seen
Dogs
Morris, the
play.
cat,
Yeah,
on
he's
TV?
funny.
Okay, what about dogs?
Dogs
Tell me a
play.
few. Tell me more things that dogs can do.
They can pick up the paper and bring it to you. They can do everything.
Like what?
Oh,
Can they dance?
don't know. No. Fishes swim. Gorillas.
Did you know that fishes have schools? What kind of schools are those?
I don't know.
They're not the kind you learn in. It's just kind of like a group.
Gorillas are real tall and they like to eat.
Did you see that movie Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
What kind of foods do gorillas like to eat?
Bananas and leaves and stuff.
What do they live? Are there any gorillas that people have for pets?
No. But this girl has a monkey.
Tell me about it.
Oh, I thought you were there.
Oh, the one that walked in our street that time while I was eating dinner, I looked outside and a monkey was walking by.
Yeah.
It's cute. What color is it now? It's brown, isn't it?
Brown, yeah. And bears, growl. They're real
Like
pretty.
how? How do bears growl?
I don't know. You do it.
I don't know how they growl.
Monkeys play
Now that's what you
around.
remind me of, is a monkey who plays around.
You remind me of a toad.
A toad.
Toads hop.
Do I hop?
Yeah.
When do I hop?
Oh, you just hop. You're busy. Birds fly. Goats.
Oops, be careful.
I nearly fell off. Goats eat grass.
What's
Seals
something that you
clean the
drink that's
water.
made from goats?
Milk.
Have you ever had any?
Goat's milk? No.
Oh, read this.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Not so well. It's far from swell. My brother's toys really must go.
That's not the traditional Mary Mary, but
No, you
quite.
want me to say it?
Yeah.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Silver bells and cocker shells make and three maids in a row.
That's very good. Now we're gonna play a little game.
What? School?
School, yes, I'm gonna be a school teacher.
When?
No, right now. I might be a school teacher someday.
Good.
Okay, I want to see if you've learned your math. Okay?
Ah.
And I've gotten out all the change that's in my wallet. And I have it lined up here on the bed. And I want you to tell me which row has the most money in it. the row with the three big quarters, or the row with the five nickels, little nickels.
What do you mean, like how much it's worth?
Mm-hmm.
The three quarters equals 75 cents.
And what about the five nickels?
The five nickels equals 25.
Okay, what if you took the nickels? Say you took 25 from 75. What's that?
50.
Good. Okay, now, if I remove one of these quarters, which row has the most money?
Still the quarters. Two quarters equals 50.
Good. All right, what if I take away another quarter?
It's the even.
That's very good. You're
both 25.
Good. Have y'all learned how to divide?
A little bit, but not very much.
Okay, what would be this quarter divided by this nickel? So read out what that would be, what each one signifies. It'd be 25 divided by 5.
Take 5 and 2. You can't take how many 5s are in to 2. You can't do that, so you underline the 25 and say how many 5s are in 25? 5.
Very good. Is there a reminder?
No.
That's great. Do you ever have your own money to spend, like go to the store? And
uh-huh.
I know you waste a lot of money.
Oh, Sally, I don't waste.
What is your favorite thing to buy at the store?
Crossword puzzles.
How
and
come you like
books?
Them?
Because it makes you learn more.
That's good. That's great. What's your favorite store?
The 5 and 10 cent store.
All right, how come?
Because it's got a lot of good stuff.
Like what do you consider good stuff?
Different stuff.
Like what?
Oh.
What do you have to do?
Stationery.
Okay, we'll pause a moment for a station break. Mother, did y'all have a nice trip up?
Oh, we had a great trip up. We left about 9:30 and after having breakfast, and then we rode on into LaGrange and had lunch at the Bon Ton, and we had black-eyed peas and candied carrots and new potatoes and butter and fried chicken and homemade bread with real country butter on it.
And then Ellen's hungry too, so.
Ellen, what'd you have?
Chicken.
What else?
And homemade bread.
And she ate a lot. And then we came on and we let Daddy out at the university because he wanted to go to the reference library.
What did he want to do there?
He was going to look up some information on concrete.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Mexico and some different things.
Well, I saw Daddy on the drag and gave him a ride over to Burdine. And then I came back when I saw y'all. Ellen and I walked down to the co-op. Melon was kind of afraid of some of those long hairs.
I don't much blame her. They're kind of weird looking. But we, then let's see, we went by your apartment and your car wasn't there. So, and Ellen, you called. Who'd you call?
Carol.
Carol yeah. Who?
Pappas.
Right. What'd she say?
She just said you weren't there.
She said she'd have you call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we came, we were here then, and then we called Ruth Ann, and she took us to see the house that they're looking at.
Oh, yeah, Ellen.
Foothills Terrace.
Oh, Ellen, you were telling me about that house. What does it look like?
Oh, it's just real pretty. I don't know.
What color is it?
Oh, it's pink brick with white trim.
How many bedrooms does it have, Ellen?
Three?
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you wish they'd move into it?
Uh-huh.
Could they keep Jason and Rodney there?
Uh-huh.
Is it a big yard?
Huge yard, but they'd have to build a fence. And then we rode by and saw where Roy Bechtel and Chuck Nash of each bought houses.
Yes, I've been to Chuck's. It's real cute. They just moved in this week.
Oh, really?
This weekend. They had a delay. Ellen, have you ever seen that house?
No, I haven't seen the inside, but I've seen the outside.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Then, let's see, Ellen and I went to the store. What did you buy at the store, Ellen?
A little book, and it's called Puzzle Fun.
We just got through reading a little bit out of this, some elephant jokes.
Yeah. And then she bought some chocolate ice cream, didn't you?
Well, you bought
it. But you picked it out.
Yeah.
Then we came home and called Teeny Bridges to see if Robert and Tish's baby had come.
Had it?
No. And they were waiting every day to hear. We went over there to visit for a little while, and then we picked up Daddy, and that's where we saw you when we went to pick Daddy up.
Oh.
And I found out Ed Rather died.
Oh.
Cindy's grandfather.
Cindy Hinneberger?
Uh-huh.
That's too bad.
He's been in intensive care 8 weeks.
Oh.
While we were in the valley, we saw Mac and Tish's house, and it's just adorable.
Oh, really? Did Ellen go with... Ellen, did you go with...
Uh-huh, I did.
What did y'all do down there? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Went to Mexico every day.
Oh, well, that's good. Did you like the cooks? Had you ever met Vanny Cook before? Did you like them?
Yeah.
They have a beautiful new house that has a swimming pool and a game room out by the pool. And it's huge.
Playhouse.
Kathy Cook is dying to see you.
Oh, I haven't seen
her. She dates a real cute boy from Amarillo named Jim Collins.
Oh.
He's a Phi Delta, I believe, at SMU.
Oh, really? Oh, well, Ellen, did you go swimming?
And she said Molly Allen a lot.
Yeah, they're best friends.
A rush captain?
Mm-hmm. Assistant rush captain.
We went looking for shells on the beach in Mexico. We went over, where did we go? What's the name of the beach?
Washington.
Yeah, and we found a whole lot of shells.
Ellen, did you keep any of them?
Mm-hmm, we kept every one of them.
Well, how many sand dollars did we find?
Something like 58.
Beautiful sand dollars.
Well, how many other shells did you get?
I don't know, there were like about 100.
And we, Mac and Tish, and we all went over to Nueva Progreso and ate at Arturo's. And had pica de gallo. Have you ever tasted that?
No, I've eaten at Arturo's though.
Well, pica de gallo I'm going to make for y'all next time you come. It's got avocados and tomatoes and onions all cut up. And you put vinegar and salad oil and garlic salt and seasoned salt and a bunch of stuff in it.
Oh, that sounds good.
You put it on warm, buttered, soft tortillas.
Oh, does that sound good to you, Ellen?
Not really.
What don't you like in it?
The tomatoes and avocado.
But what do you do like in there?
Onions!
Then, let's see, we shopped over there and we ate at the U.S. Bar and Grill, and it was horrible.
In Laredo?
No, it was good.
In Laredo?
No. It's in Reynosa.
I'm thinking
food
of the Cadillac.
We ran into Foss Jones. Do you know him?
No.
From McAllen. He's the one that Jim Bridges went on the trip with.
No, but I've eaten at Sam's.
Yeah, Sam's place.
That's good. Of course, I ate American food, I think.
Oh, I would have too. Then we went to the Cook's. After we got home from the beach Sunday afternoon, we went to the Cook's, and they barbecued hamburgers, and she'd made a freezer of ice cream, and we had a bunch of stuff.
Well, Ellen, did you swim?
Yeah, I swam.
Did you swim very many laps, or what'd
I
you mostly
swim
do?
Many laps.
What'd you mostly do?
We played games, dope for pennies and stuff.
Do you know how to play Blind Man's Bluff?
No, I don't.
You don't? How do you play Follow the Leader? I've heard you playing that before. How do you play that?
You walk and you do everything that other person does, and you follow them.
How many people can play?
As many as you want.
The funniest thing we saw in all of down in Mexico was all the Mexicans like to put stuff all over their cars, you know, big things up on the front of the hood and those air intake deals.
Oh.
And wings out on the fenders, and they install these funny horns. Da 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 da.
What's the name of that, Ellen?
I don't know.
La cucaracha. You know what that means?
No.
The cockroach.
That's what they eat. That's what was in some of your food the other day.
Ew,
in Mexico.
Mass burgers.
Is the U.S. Bar and Grill the one you walk in, there's a bunch of liquor up front, and then you walk back and there's a little waterfall?
No, that's Trevino's.
All right, that's where we were most of the time when I
bet you were too. If you were that renegade group.
You were
we went there and had a bunch of drinks, and we were talking about the time you went down there when you were about 3 or 4 years old and you were Daddy's secretary.
Oh, I remember.
And you
that.
Asked him, you said, Daddy, do they have beds here? He said, no, he didn't think so. Why? And you said you liked it so well, you wanted to spend the night.
That's a pretty place. It has that waterfall.
I they're enlarging it.
Ed Patton dove into the waterfall or something.
It's hard to believe.
No, not if you know Ed.
He would have cracked his head open, though. It's not very deep, it's about like that deep.
Well, he got in it somehow. I don't know how
Did they get him out?
Mm, oh, yes.
Throw him out?
No.
He just asked him to stay out of the water?
No. Hey, I think he just got out voluntarily. Ellen, have you ever seen a real waterfall before?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Not a real one?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we bought, Ellen bought a little purse.
Mm-hmm, and a ring and a little box.
Uh-huh. I can't think what it, oh, we drove home yesterday.
Well, what are we having for dinner tonight? I'm hungry
roast,
too.
Roast, mashed potatoes, gravy, string beans.
Homemade biscuits?
No.
Aww.
And tomatoes or salad.
What would you rather have, Ellen?
Roast beef and salad and homemade rolls.
Uh-huh. That sounds and pretty
onions.
Good. Onions. We were talking a minute ago about how much we loved onions.
They are good.
We fixed dinner the other night and had spaghetti and cheesecake.
Who made the cheesecake?
All of us. Nan really wouldn't let me in the kitchen that much. Because y'all have seen me in the kitchen. Oh, by the way, I scorched my iron again. I did it myself this time.
On what?
My white shirt.
Did it ruin your shirt?
The tail of it. But you can stick it in and you can't tell.
Sally.
Dingbat.
Yeah, you dingbat.
Let's
but
see.
Anyway, we fixed, I have that recipe and I know how to make one now.
How's Betty Sellings, what was mother?
She's not doing very well. She hadn't come conscious yet.
What's the prognosis?
I don't know.
Have you seen the Neff girl since their mother died?
I saw her in the U-Totem, but I didn't know who she was until after I'd left. Do you know the Neffs?
No, mm-hmm. She doesn't.
No, I don't.
What's the little girl's name that lives down the street?
Kimmy Anderson.
Oh. Well, isn't it about time for dinner?
I hope so.
It is.
Okay.
Bye.
Ellen, are you excited about your trip to Tulsa with your grandmother?
Yes, sir.
What do you plan on doing when you get up there?
Oh, we're going to go shopping and swim and do all sorts of stuff.
Let's see, this is how many, what number as far as trips on the plane have you taken?
Oh, I don't know, it's a lot.
Do you enjoy flying?
Yes, sir.
What part of flying do you enjoy the most?
When we're landing and when we're starting off.
Do you ever look out the window and enjoy all the beautiful
clouds? Yes, sir.
Don't you think it's awfully wonderful that anybody can fly like that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't you fly a lot, Daddy?
Yes, I fly an awfully lot, and it's a great deal, I should say. And I enjoy it very much. It's always a beautiful experience, and I never cease to be amazed at the marvel of flight, how man constructed an airplane that is heavy and large and cumbersome as it is, fly up in the heavens like a bird. Ellen, what do you plan to do when you get up there besides shopping?
And spending money.
We're going to swim.
You're going to kind of leave it up to James and Nancy and Susie and Amy?
Well, I don't know. Yes, I guess.
Well, I certainly hope you won't get to the point where you enjoy Oklahoma more than you do Texas. Wasn't terrible. She turned out to be
an Okie.
Not really.
Oh, Ellen, I want you to tell me about that time that you went up to Lubbock with Eddie the last time you went up there. What all did y'all do?
I forgot. It's been a long time.
When's the last time you went on a trip on a plane?
Well,
just a few days ago.
When we flew her up here from Houston on our way to San Francisco, Los Angeles. And we had a very nice flight that day. Do you ever look out of the window of the airplane, Ellen, when you can see the ground and,
yes, sir.
Look at the rivers?
Yes, sir.
What different things do you see on the ground?
Oh, just houses and cars and I don't know, just a whole bunch of stuff.
What color does it look like mostly when you look down? What color is the predominant one? The
blue.
Main? Blue? For water? You think that is?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be just a blue haze. It's a general haze over mm-hmm. the landscape.
Yeah. Well, do you see a lot of interesting people?
Mm-hmm.
When you fly?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen anyone that was a, what you might be called a personality on the planes?
No,
anyone
sir.
Anyone that's famous?
No, sir.
Who's the most famous person you've ever seen?
I haven't seen anybody.
Did I ever tell you about the trip that I made one time and I sat just behind Bette Davis? You may
Golly.
Be too young to recall who Bette Davis was.
Who is she?
Well, she's a great actress, movie actress, stage actress.
Oh.
Who's your favorite actor, Ellen?
John Wayne.
How come?
I don't know. I just like him.
He looks kind of like Daddy, doesn't he?
A little bit.
They're about the same size.
Uh-huh.
Who's your favorite actress? A lady actor.
Carol Burnett. No, Lucille Ball.
Daddy, tell about Ellen about the time we met John Wayne.
Did we ever tell you about
uh-huh.
that?
Yes, sir.
He sure was a nice man.
The thing I liked about him was that he remembered your name.
Oh, I know. He really did. After he'd eaten about 5 hot dogs. Big man, big appetite.
Did Mother tell you, Sally, that when we were in the airline's office in San Francisco, waiting for our ticket to be changed, we met Truman Capote?
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no, he and
oh,
his
I love
traveling
him.
Secretary were standing there in line. And your mother brought him to my attention, and I walked over and I said, Mr. Capote, I'm Joe Baumgartner from Houston. He said, oh, yes.
Like he knew you.
Yeah. And I said, I understand you. I see where you've just been down visiting Lynn and Oscar Wyatt. He said, oh, yes.
Did he talk real funny?
We talked, no, he didn't. He was a very nice person and didn't appear to be quite as effeminate as he does on television. I don't know whether it's an affectation that he uses as a trademark or what. But,
I've always wanted to meet him.
He's very cordial. We talked, I guess, for 15 or 20 minutes while we waited for our tickets to be fixed up. I don't know whether he was out there doing some material on a book that he's getting ready to write about the Patty Hearst deal or not.
He probably was.
I didn't ask him. I complimented him on his book In Cold Blood.
Oh,
you know.
Right. Well, did I tell you that I got Walt Garrison's autograph last week?
Walt Garrison. Well, that's a great thing to get is Walt Garrison's autograph. Were you chewing tobacco?
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, I've about had it with the professional football and sports fans. They're getting so pampered and spoiled.
I agree.
I frankly don't care if they never play another down.
Well, they're being a little bit ridiculous.
Ellen, what's your favorite sport, darling?
Football.
Do you make all the games with us during the fall that you want to?
Yes, sir.
What's been your favorite game?
Texas and Texas Tech.
When was that?
I don't know.
Just every year, I guess, huh?
Yes.
We went up to Lubbock for that one year. Did you go up there with us?
I don't know.
I don't know whether she did or not.
I don't think
she
did.
Yeah, she did, because of course she did. Because remember we visited Aunt Teresa?
Oh, yeah, I stayed with Aunt Teresa.
Oh, have you heard from Aunt Teresa lately?
No.
You plan on going out there with us this fall?
Probably.
It's always a lot of fun. What are the names
if
of Eddie?
Well, okay. Go on.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What are the names of all of Eddie's sisters? The ones that you play around with when you go visiting.
Well, the only ones living are Katie.
Teresa. Jesse.
And Katie.
That's right. What do they do when they come down to visit Eddie?
All they do is play cards, play cards, play cards.
They do something else.
Smoke.
You walk in this house and it smells like a smoke. It smells like a gambling house, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
But you have a good time when they're here.
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you've seen them, Daddy?
Golly.
Last time they were down?
No, I didn't see them. I was working out of state or something.
Last year.
I guess last year when we were out there.
Right. Okay. Well, we better get going.
Well, I've enjoyed visiting with you girls.
Bye.
Y'all are my two very favorite daughters.
Well, you're our favorite man.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Eddie, what time y'all leaving tomorrow?
Oh, at 12:05 we leave here. And then we get into Dallas at 12:45. And we have to lay over 1 hour and 15 minutes. Then we catch flight 216 and go on into Tulsa, and we get to Tulsa at 2:45. Then they'll be there to meet us, and I'm sure we'll go sightseeing. They want to show us the city and everything.
Yeah.
And
I bet y'all are real excited about going.
Oh, I can't wait.
How long do you think we'd better stay in Tulsa?
For 8 days.
Well, we can't spend all our time there because we've got to go on to Lubbock.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
We go there every year.
No, we haven't been there. It's been about a year. And then we'll go from Lubbock to Littlefield and to Muleshoe to see all of those folks. And then we probably, the next morning, well, it'd probably be about 3 mornings, or we'll drive down to Wellington and pick Jessie up and take her back to Lubbock with us. And then we're going out to the club.
Good.
And you all can swim and we'll have dinner.
You'll enjoy that.
Uh-huh.
I think we will, and we don't want to hurry. We want to do just what we want to do.
Can we go for like about 2 days?
Oh, well, we'll go where for 2 days? We're going to stay in Lubbock. Well, see, we'll get there on Wednesday, and I've planned maybe for us to go on to Lubbock about Tuesday of the next week. I don't know, it all depends, and James and Nancy may want to take us to Wellington.
What? Can't we go, okay, we'll get there tomorrow and then leave the next Wednesday?
Yeah, next Tuesday, Wednesday, that'll give us a week there. And I don't know what they have planned for us on the 4th. They were very anxious for us to get there by the 4th because I imagine we'll go to this
club.
Little town in Arkansas where that beautiful resort is.
What resort?
And we'll probably spend the day there.
Spend the night.
You girls will swim. We might spend the night too.
And we'll go shopping.
Well, we won't shop on the 4th. We're not going to do a great deal of shopping because we've bought all we're going to take with us.
Oh.
And we'll just shop for a few minor things. If you see something you really want, well, we'll just see about getting those. But we're not going to just pick up a bunch of stuff because it'd be too bad to carry
back. Oh, I won't.
Then they're coming down here, I think, the latter part of August. And I don't know, they'll probably stay. They might stay a week. I don't know. James has to let the men that's working for him all have their vacations before he takes his.
When's the last time you've seen James and Nancy Ellen?
A year.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. A few months.
Easter.
A few months.
Mm-hmm. And they try to come, you know, every 3 or 4 months, but I just felt like we'd like to see how. Yeah. I haven't seen their home in a long
time.
Since they've done a lot.
I haven't ever been out of the state except when we went to Mexico.
Oh, really?
Well, didn't you go to Colorado one year?
Oh, yeah, that'll be my third time. Mm-hmm. This will be my third time.
Yeah.
You've never seen James and Nancy's home?
Mm-mm.
No, she's never been to Tulsa with me. She's been to Lubbock several times with me.
Well, this will be really a fun time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you get to be with Amy and Susie and swim almost every day, I'm sure, because they're great swimmers. And then Amy's just full of things to do because she's cheerleader, you know, and she's practicing all the time.
Oh, maybe she could teach me some of the cheers.
That's what she said. James said she'd teach you a lot of them.
Good.
So that'll be good for you later on.
Yeah, except that, I have to switch around to Texas.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you'd have to change Oklahoma to Texas. I don't know, I think it's going to be a fun trip, and I intend to just take things easy and just take my time, because...
Uh-huh. Ellen, don't you sometimes do cheers with Jim?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite one?
The one where he swings me around.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Are you ever scared or anything?
No,